Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We have an update now on a story we've been following for 2 years. We first met 34-year-old Marine vet Matt Victoriano in Charlotte at the 2012 Democratic Convention. He was networking with other vets who wanted to start small businesses. And after a few starts and stops, Matt did open Intrepid Life Coffee and Spirits in Durham, North Carolina, 7 months ago. We went. Great place. But today, as Matt is being recognized at the White House for being a champion of change, that's a military veteran who's a leader in entrepreneurship, he might have to close the cafe because he's discovered, as many entrepreneurs before him have, it's hard to stay afloat. He's behind on the rent and hoping an Indiegogo fundraising effort will keep it open. We'll get to that. But first, Matt Victoriano in Washington, D.C., in town for the honor. Matt, we're betting you have mixed emotions. We want to congratulate you, but how do you feel about this award?
I got awards in the Marine Corps, and it's like that. You know, you focus on your day-to-day activities and thank those who recognize you, but you move on.
Well, I hope you can enjoy it a little more than that, but I hear in your voice what you've been going through. What happened here? We visited a terrific place, big space, a gathering space, as well as great coffee. In a kind of high-priced part of renovated Durham, North Carolina, what happened?
The reality is that I started basically underwater without enough money to be able to do the necessary fine-tuning of the shop as well as operate it as the owner-manager. So I spent, from day one, pretty much all of my time trying to keep my head out of the water. Mm-hmm. It was growing during the spring. I didn't know that the letting out of school in the summertime with Duke and UNC was going to have an effect that it did. And it was a slow summer for all the businesses. I talked with the CEO of the Durham Chamber, and she said that it was tough on all the local businesses. And so as opposed to building and building and building like it was in the spring, it hit a stagnant period during the summer.
Well, I can hear the sound of heads nodding all across America because this is the story of an entrepreneur. You know, not enough capital maybe in the beginning, learning hard lessons along the way, maybe get someone to do the grunt work so you can do more of the overseeing, things like that, and then being prepared for pitfalls like, oh, where'd all the students go? I'm sure you've talked to other entrepreneurs who say, yeah, this is part of our lives, just learning as we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so how's the Indiegogo going?
It's going better than I could expect. I did that because I had an outcry from the local community and some prominent business owners who, even the owners of a local coffee shop that were extremely supportive and liked the mission and what I had to offer. They basically bent my arm and said, you will do this crowdfunding or we'll find you where you live and hunt you down.
Well, by the way, we've been hearing from people, you know, people from your area writing us and saying, lawmakers, state senator there writing us and saying, have you heard what's happening here? We have to do something. So people want to help. But do you, as a, you know, you have a big heart and you had this mission of wanting to have a gathering place for veterans and be able to hire them. But is the entrepreneur side of your head saying, hey, you got to quit when you're ahead and maybe start somewhere else?
I've never had that mentality. and it hasn't led me wrong before. If you looked at me before I joined the Marines, I was a scrawny little kid that, you know, people were like, are you sure you want to do the Marines? That's the hard branch. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And I haven't quit. And I don't plan on quitting. I don't view things as I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. I'd rather go out in flames than walk out the door.
Yeah. Well, so you're sticking with the September 5th deadline. Now, you know, the owner of the building says they are, you know, looking to bring someone else in after the 7th. So you got this little window here. And we know we'll link people to the site. We know that the donations will be to help pay that rent, but also hire a shop manager, focus on event planning, some great things. You want to do things like game nights, trivia, storytelling, things that have helped other coffee shops go beyond just the coffee. But what about that mission? Were you able to hire as many veterans as you wanted?
Yeah, I was. I've been able to work with about 4 combat veterans at this point. That's a separate job in itself, because I see in them the struggles that I have faced myself in. Pretty much with all of them, they would have gotten fired a long time ago with a civilian employee or employer. But it's worth toughing it out, and it's extremely tough on me to have to deal with a lot of the issues that they deal with. But on the flip side, they can be some extremely hardworking and dependable individuals that, you know, I could place with a lot of responsibility.
Well, that extra effort of, you know, almost being counselor and support group for your employees. And, you know, we saw some of that in action when we were there. That's what's won you this award. What would you want policymakers in Washington to hear? What would you want to say, if you could, when you're at the White House?
Well, I think it's important to note out that every time I have a conversation with somebody, they go, well, what kind of veteran small business loan did you get? And the reality is that there aren't any. They need to invest more time and resources into providing the monetary assistance for veterans to start small businesses and put a little bit more time and effort into the training. I really don't think that you should be fighting another veteran for a slot to receive training. So that's something that I would really like to focus on.
Well, I hope you reach some ears there. That's Matt Victoriano, a Marine vet, being honored at the White House today, a champion of change, which means that he has served as a leader in entrepreneurship, serving his country through his business and helping other vets as well. But as we said, a parallel story is his coffee shop is teetering. So we'll link people who might want to help out to his Indiegogo fundraising effort. Matt, you know, we are always fascinated by whatever your next chapter is, and we can't wait to hear it. Thanks so much.
Good to talk with you again. Thanks a lot.
Oh, and by the way, Matt wanted us to say that Indiegogo, which is like Kickstarter, is not a charity. If you contribute, you will get coffee.